Log Talk Radio. Girl, what you doing tonight?
Girl, I'm about to listen to Swinger State of Mind.
Swinger State of Mind? What's that?
It's a brand new radio show about swingers, and girl, it's about to go down.
For real?
Yes, for real.
Visit us online at www.phonefantasyradio.com or give us a call at 805-830-8320.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Swinger State of Mind radio show. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, representing Brooklyn, New York City, and I am rolling solo for the first half of this show. Shout out to Trinity Blake, my co-host, who's handling some important business right now, but she will be calling in a little later. It is the first Wednesday of the month. We are heading towards the end of 2012. What a interesting year for Phone Fantasy Radio, and an interesting year just in general. We had Hurricane Sandy. We've had the election. It has just been a type year, like woo. Just, you know, need to get off your system. Just get it out. We need to do a show about that. We had the birth of Swinger State of Mind radio show on Phone Fantasy Radio Network. And we also had the birth of the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio, which is every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's my show. But tonight is Swinger State of Mind radio. We had an awesome discussion last week on Ladies' Night, and we thought we'd just go ahead and continue the conversation to this night. So we're definitely going to get into that. What else? I was putting people on blast yesterday. It was Where They Do That At edition of the Honey Suite. Yesterday, we were just putting people on blast that was trifling, raunchy, and ratchet, all at the same damn time. So that was a very good show we did. But as you know, we have the web chat party at the swingcity.ning.com. That you can hit me up there. I'm online. I'm waiting for y'all to come in, make a free account, join us in the web chat party. And we're going to get it popping. It's Swinger State of Mind radio show. 805-830-8320. 805-830-8320, the number to call in. Call in that number and give us, press the 1. I'll let you on air. You can possibly fill in for Trinity Blake. Well, nobody can fill those shoes. But you can co-host with me for a little while until she returns into the air. So give me a call. Press the 1. Chop it up with me. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and get into some music, and then we're going to come back and have a conversation. So on that note.
within the sight. Break up a happy home, but it's something about baby girl I just can't leave alone. Tell me, mom, what's it gonna be? She said,
you don't know what you mean to
come
me
on. Looking, I never say a word. I know how niggas start acting trippin'. I heard about that girl.
No way, hey.
Now they gon' fight over no day.
Okay, hey.
As you can see, but I like your steeze, your style, your whole demeanor, the way you come through and holler and swoop me in.
Now that's gangsta,
and I got special ways to thank ya.
But don't you believe
it, but it ain't that easy for you to back up and leave them. But you and me, they got ties for different reasons. I respect that. And right before I turned to leave, she said,
you don't know what you mean to me.
Smile at me, smile at me.
We're always living so crazy and sexy and cool, and we've been
something out and shine the game. Smile, give me reason to keep believing that everything ain't misleading. And I kiss the clouds on them rainy days and smile for you when the skies are gray, babe. Cause I'm a teardrop away from crying and a few shots away from dying. Dear Lord, would you shower my pain? Let it rain on me while I cherish the air I breathe. I'm an angel that can't soar, can't fly, and I imagine if Lord knows why.
Welcome back. Miss LaCrush Hearts here. Swingin' State of Mind Radio shows what you're listening to. And we just finished playing some good music, good tunes. Mary J. Blige, Rainy Days with Ja Rule. And before that, I start off with Nelly and Miss Kelly Rowland with Dilemma, you know. So, it is the first week of December, the last month of 2012. We're going into 2013. And one of the concerns that we were having, because we just finished celebrating, celebrating AIDS, World AIDS Day. And last week on Ladies Night, we had a discussion about at-home STD testing. And we wanted to continue that conversation on to this weekend. Now, I reported to you that there was a few websites that offered testing at home. Like, you know, you actually have, excuse me, you actually have, you know, take your own little sample, your own little blood sample, own little oral sample, and you send it into the lab, and they actually give you your results at home. Or, and they do have labs within, you know, a couple of labs spread out throughout the United States, and you can, you know, get this, you know, get this thing situated. And I know Trinity had mentioned that she would want to do a random testing at her parties, a random HIV test during her parties. And my only concern about that was you are putting a damper on the party, pretty much. Not saying that people aren't about their safety or worried about their safety, but, you know, mentally, you don't come prepared to do that. Not in the midst of, you know, it's a private matter. I disclose what I want to disclose. You ask me, I let you know. I get tested, and I have the proof to show you, but to bring it into the atmosphere of the party, like, how do you transition from that? And it's like, you know, okay, you do it with the assumption that everybody's negative, but if somebody strikes positive, how does that affect you as the hostess who's administrating this? And, you know, what's your responsibility? What do you take of that? And then you as a person who found out in this type of environment, you know, when you're doing testing for something as serious as HIV and AIDS or any STD, they do provide counseling. Even if you don't realize it, those random or mandatory questions that a doctor or a counselor is asking you when you're going to get testing are basically like, it's like when you're going for a job, you have a survey, you have these key questions that they ask, and the way you answer can determine where your mindset is at that moment. And I think to be in a situation like that, it's just really stressful and painful, and, you know, it can really just put a damper on the whole situation. But this is also, you know, the cost you pay for being in this type of environment. So, you know, it really is a serious situation to put somebody in, I think. But I would love to hear what do y'all think about at-home testing. I'm going to get the website for y'all so y'all can know more about it. Give me a call, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. As y'all can tell, Trinity Blake is not in the building right now. She's currently handling some B.I. But I see we do have a caller, the 260. What's your name? Where you calling from? And welcome to Swinger State of Mind Radio. Okay, and I guess they hung up. Well, if you want to talk, just press that 1. I see you, 405. I see you, Kismet. Oh, I see you, Brandon Reed. Kismet was in the building. Okay, I guess y'all hear my voice, and now nobody want to stay in the building. All right, I see how y'all doing. What's going on, Brandon Reed? Craig Taylor was there. Happy birthday to him. Hopefully y'all can hear the show on the swingcity.ning.com. I should call that person back just for hanging up on us. The swingcity.ning.com. And we're talking about at-home testing. What are your thoughts about it? Give me a call, 805-830-8320. All right. So besides putting a damper on your part, you know, it's not mandatory. You can do this at home. You with your significant other. I mean, regardless, if we're taking it out of the party scene and you're just at home, like, let's not even take it to the party scene where you're around a bunch of people, but you're at home, you're feeling this guy or you're feeling this girl, y'all been dating for a couple of months and, you know, y'all always use protection, but, you know, he's stressed to you or she's stressed to you that she don't want to use protection anymore. And you're like, you're iffy about it. So my question to you, would you consider doing at-home testing, STD testing amongst y'all? I mean, just a random thought that just came to mind. Let me know, would you consider doing something like that at home, STD testing? You take a swab and you send it to the lab and so forth, and they give you your results back. So you can go. They have these different kits that you can use. It's a little pricey, but it's all worth it in my book. And this place is called GetSTDTested.com. That's GetSTDTested.com. Okay, and they have an array of tests. They have individual tests. They have, they got the chlamydia test, gonorrhea test. They have the oral herpes test, the genital herpes test, HIV test, syphilis test, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C test. They have two different packages. Well, three different packages. They have the at-home, which is the HIV test, the chlamydia and gonorrhea, and the trichomonas test. And then they have the lab test where you can go in to, they have like 4,000 labs around the world, around the U.S., that you can go in and you can get tested directly from there. And then they have where you can just get all the tests done for like at the lab for like $240. So my thing is, you know, would you do the at-home test? And if so, what is your concern about it? Give me a call, 805-830-8320, and let me know, what would you do? What are your thoughts about at-home testing? Let's see. Also, on Ladies' Night last week, if you haven't tuned into the show, this is a continuation on the conversation. Trini Blake is not here. I'm Miss LaCrush Hart. And we got Brandon Reed in the chat room. And I'm just basically talking to myself right now. Aren't I? That's what it feels like. It feels like I'm talking to myself right now. I got used to talking to someone, having that conversation back and forth that I just like, I don't know where to go with this. But anyway, 252, what's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, this is Garland Harrison.
Who?
Come from Garland.
Garland?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm all right. You all right?
I'm all right. Where are you calling from?
Well, from Rocky Mountain, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. All right. In the building. Okay, yeah. So we're talking about at-home sexually transmitted disease testing. I don't know if you tuned into our show last week, but we started the conversation there. And we'll just continue the conversation here. And I posed a question. First of all, what are your thoughts about it? You know, you're at home in the privacy of your own home, and you can actually get, you know, the test sent to you. You follow the instructions, and then you send it back for the results. I mean, is that something you can consider?
I mean, me personally?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do it for the simple fact of me even going through the hassle.
Mm.
So, I mean, but don't get me wrong, I would to keep people on my business, you know. But me personally, I just go down to the clinic and get it done, get up with, you know, the whole shebang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a great idea because people that's kind of, you know, want to keep their business to themselves, don't want nobody to send me to the clinic or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that might be for you feel me?
Right.
I mean, for me personally, that ain't something I do, though.
Well, my concern about it is the mental hassle of the situation, that realm that you're in when you're going to get it. Because I know when I went to go get mine done for the first time, my palms were sweating. You know, like, I was still a teenager, but just the fact that, you know, I was sexually active and, you know, you were scared straight, pretty much.
Right.
You know, you had sex education. They're only going on the basics of it. You know, and I really was, my palms were sweating. And I was a teenager. So, and then I end up, you know, being trained in the field of providing counseling and testing for HIV, at least HIV, oral swab test. I was actually trained to do that. And just to see these people that came up to me, and I was talking to them, and we was conversing about this, and the questions they had, you know, the way they sat there and cried, and, you know, me trying to sit up there and tell this person a decision that could change their life. You know, you came in here with the expectations of a clean bill of health, and I just told you something that literally changed your whole outlook on sexuality, on men, on women. Like, this does, like, I done crumbled your whole world in the matter of 20 minutes. You know, so I'm just saying the mental aspect of it, it's just, I don't know, I don't agree with it, and I'm scared because, you know, you have people that's killing folks over the simple fact that, you know, the same sex like you. Like, listen, I have a crush on you, Maria. Next thing you know, I'm getting shot up because I told Maria I had a crush on her. You right. know, so just imagine we're having this test done, and I don't know nothing about it. You don't know nothing about it. And you're in that state of mind. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying everybody's going to do it, but it is a possibility that it can happen.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just...
I mean, I ain't gonna stunt. I love my Virginia in college. You feel me? So I sort of kind of leave room. I mean, but if you look at my profile on Facebook, you never think that. But yeah, I sort of kind of leave room. But anyway, I was like 19 when I was my first I ever went to the clinic. So I think it's everybody like first fear when they go there. It's like, oh my God, like, yo, I wonder what this paper's gonna say on. I wonder if when they call me, what they gonna tell me. You feel like? Because I told them, send me my paper, just call me.
Right.
So when they called me, I was just inside. I didn't answer the phone the first time. Because I was scared. I was like, oh my God, they called me.
Right. Your heart just dropped down.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Get all caught up. And you start looking around and, like, you know, you scared to open up the envelope. And it's crazy because... You know, I definitely get it. The sweating of the palms, and if you've done this a while, and if you choose this type of lifestyle, it's not even about, you know, you having sex with Tom, Dick, and Sue and Harry. Because I know when I go to parties, especially swinger parties, I'm not having sex with every dude at the party. I'm not just spending the whole night laid up on my back. But if that's what somebody chooses, that's what somebody chooses. But at the same time,
everybody got their own different judgment.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But it's just, I don't know. You know, guys, I got Kismet and I got Renee in the chat room. Brandon's in the chat room right now. Give me a call, guys. 805-830-8320. And we're talking about at-home STD testing. So my question was, you're with a girlfriend. Y'all been dating a few months, like maybe 5 months. Y'all been having, you know, nice sex. Everything's been good. And, you know, she expressed to you that she wants to take it to the next level and not use a condom. You know, she wants to get on it. She's on the birth control pill. She doesn't, you know, she just wants to experience you without the rubber. Would you consider at-home testing?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, we do it right there.
We do it right there. Okay.
Yeah, we do it for the point. She's like, yeah, I want to try, you know, I want to try it different. Well, I'm like, well, and definitely come in handy. You feel me? You can be like, well, since you want to do it this way, then in our own privacy, let's do this right now then. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
Take this off and get it back a couple days later, then boom, bye, whole shebang. Here we go. So you got a point. Like, that was a great point. I like that. Because that's when it would actually come in handy. You know, I might just say that. I got like, yeah, my whole judgment just changed. Yeah, I think I consider that.
And how would that affect you if her test came back positive?
I'm going to take me another one and call it quits.
Call it quits. There's no.
Off jump street.
Huh?
Ain't no. I said off jump street. Ain't no ifs, ands, and will we do this? Nah. It's nothing.
Oh, okay. All right. And you know, what is your next step? Or, you know, do you have a, like, my thing is, if you're going to do this, if you're going to do this at-home testing and you're going to take on the responsibility of doing the testing, then I think you should have a contingency plan. If it does come back inconclusive or it comes back positive, then you need to have a number on speed dial that you can dial in and let such and such know what's really hood. Like, you know, your doctor or somebody you're really close to, like, listen, I just took this test. And you have to have that support system. You know, even when you go to the clinic and you come back, like, it's the same as, I don't know about anybody else, but I've known, I've never been pregnant. You know, I've never had that experience. However, I've had that scare of when you thought you was. You know, that moment when the condom burst, that moment when, you know, you got caught up in the moment and you caught up in the zone and he didn't pull out quick enough or you didn't jump up quick enough and you know, your period's late. You know, I've gotten that scare where, you know, you're stressed out, you don't know what to do, what happens if it comes back positive, what happens if it does this, and so forth and so forth, and you go into the doctor, you know, your palms are sweating. Like, any type of test like that where it can ultimately change your life, you need a support system.
Matter of fact, I just got out of one situation.
Oh?
Straight up. First time I ever went to, you know, it was kind of heartbreaking. And the bad thing about it, it's like I knew what was going on, while we was sexing, you feel me? And the condom break, I'm like, you know, but like my mind's well, so you know, I'm still head first. So I'm like, oh my god, and then after I get down, I'm like, oh my god, I just busted. Shit, you know. Then the point where she's like, yeah, no. But keep it, honey, I ain't said nothing to her about me busting her. So I wanted to see if she could find her own. She's like, yeah, I missed my period. I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
why would you say nothing?
Because I wanted to say something. Like, look, all right, some females is like, you know, if somebody tell you, like, yeah, I busted, then you got that mind frame, like, it's a possibility I could be pregnant. Then when things happen, when things you've been doing, but you actually start to notice that you're doing it now, then people be like, whoa, my God, I think this is something pretty. You know, so I'd rather for her find her own. If she found her own, if she's pregnant, then I know for sure that I had nothing to do with telling her. So she finds out by herself, it could be the real deal. You feel me?
No, I don't feel you.
All right. It's like,
I don't. I get what you're saying, but I don't feel you. I don't feel that.
You don't?
No, I don't feel that. Like, if it happens, you should let her know. Like, she should be able to know, but then sometimes you get caught. Like I said, you get caught up in a moment. It wasn't like you intentionally took it off, because you do have some dudes that sit up there and try to intentionally snap it off and make it sound like, I know I can tell the difference. And you can actually feel it when it pops in you. I know I can. You know, I can feel it when it pops. But you know, just to, you know, like, there shouldn't be, if y'all already, you know what I mean? Like, if you already set the ground rules of why y'all doing what y'all doing, and this is part of being, you know, part of human nature, part of having sex, part of being an adult, part of, you know, being consensual, you know, adults doing this, then it shouldn't be no, I'm not going to say nothing, or I'm going to hide the evidence type situation, because then you're making it, you know, you make it seem like you're guilty.
No, I won't hide nothing. I won't.
But
no,
you're not telling either, you know, like, you keep it.
I mean, but if she would kind of like, yeah, I'm pregnant, I mean, I'd be like, well, you know what I'm saying, this happened, but it ain't like I would try to deny it, you feel me? So it ain't like I'm hiding it, because I wouldn't deny it, you feel me? But it's like my first time going through this, so, I mean, you know, I was nervous as shit, I ain't going to stunt, you feel me? So, you know,
but something y'all should have went through together. You know, that could have been her first time doing it too. And it's like, I don't know, it's just my mentality. Like, you know, you had your you know, it was your decision, it was your experience. But I'm just saying, in that type of situation, I'm thinking, you know, as being a consenting adult, that's something y'all would want to go through together.
Yeah, I mean, that's understandable, you feel, but
right.
I won't deny, like, none of how you feel, so,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, everybody got a debt, you know, they own judgment, you feel, but.
All right, babe, let me go on this quick break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to continue our conversation. 805-830-8320. Press that one. Join into the conversation. We're talking about at-home testing, basically STD testing, pregnancy testing, just doing it at home and contingency plans and all of that. That's what we're talking about tonight, safer sex, I guess. I'm going to go on a quick break. We're going to come right back. Trini Blake is not in the building yet, but shout out to her, you know, doing what she needs to do. All about that. All about business. All about business. All right. Go play some music.
Missy Elliott. I hope y'all are enjoying what y'all heard so far. You know, I was sitting here thinking, like, Big Daddy Kane and Public Enemy, Salt and Pepper, Light, EPMD, LL, Run DMC, KRS-One, Rakim, most of them artists used to dance and still get respected in the street. Don't be scared to Bankhead or a Bogle or Moonwalk for as I care. Sold Michael Jackson $43 million. Shoot, everybody had a zipper jacket, and half of these thugs had the glove to match. You feel me? Yo, it's okay, though. You know, if you want to be hard and Ice Grill and Harlem Shake at the same time, whatever. Let's just have fun. It's hip-hop, man. This is hip-hop.
My bad ass. I'm talking these motherfuckers.
Okay, now I'm in the spot where I wanna be. Money spent, niggas getting bent, chicks in front of me. Just the way I like it, Sonny's turning something. I got a seat up in the cut and I'm burning something. Booty dance around a nigga and I'm killing one. Off the top of the stairs and I'm feeling fun. Plus I'm dolo at the table, I'm fucking with the chick with the fat fatty and the ring up in the navel. Dances around, she struts with the fuck walk. Touches her toes so she can make her butt talk. Do what you gotta do, I ain't mad at you. Know a lot of famous women, seen none as bad as you. You's a real bad girl, a nigga need that. Sippin' on your Henny, askin' where the weed at. Let me put you on to something. You fuckin' with a big nigga, no frontin'. Yeah,
Turn it around, let me see something. Fuckin' with me, some real is gonna be something. I'm talkin' lights, camera, action. Have me singin', I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Turn it around, let me see something. Fuckin' with me, some real is gonna be something. Yeah, I'm talkin' lights, camera, action. Have me singin', I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
The way it's going down, she got the thongs on. She started bouncing more when she heard the thongs on. Them high heels got them calves looking right too. Shorty, come live with me for the night, bro. Shit, I'm only trying to holler. It's only right you holler back. So where you headed? Let me follow that. And word up, I got plans for you. It's more than my tongue and my hands are due. The way you move to the music and make a nigga wanna take you up out of here. Go somewhere and lose it. And your physique is off the chain. It's gonna be hard getting you off the brain. I mean, we could take a drive in the X5. The way you boogie on the floor, I know that's that side. Use a timepiece, I'm trying to see something. Stop your teasing in your front and let me squeeze something.
Turn it around, let me see something. Fucking with me, so real it's gonna be something. I'm talking light, camera, action. I'm just singing, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Turn it around, let me see something.
I got a few hours left till a nigga jack. And I'm hoping that it's you that a nigga get. Hit him calling out your name, I guess it's showtime. Get your money, shorty, let me see you pole climb. Toes out back, showing off a tattoo. Fuck the dumb shit, a nigga had a tattoo. Looking as good as you smell, pay your own bills. Ass off as a cushion, pushing your own will. Yeah, I'm feeling you, trying to see the deal with you. What's going on later on, can I tell with you? We can do anything that you wanna do. You know the way a nigga feel, all I wanna do. Get your dance on, love the way you make it move with no pants on. Let's rock, bounce to your man song. Let's get the goings going on before the chance on. Next stop,
Turn it around, let me see something. Fuckin' with me, so real it's gonna be something. I'm talking lights, camera, action. I'm a singer, now I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Turn it around, let me see something. Fuckin' with me, so real it's gonna be something. Tell me, I'm talking lights, camera, action. I'm a singer, now I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Turn it around, let me see something. Fuckin' with me, so real it's gonna be something. I'm talking lights, camera, action. I'm a singer, now I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Turn it around, let me see something.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, and you are tuned in to Swinger State of Mind Radio Show. We are going in, because that's what we do. We're having a nice discussion about at-home STD testing, a conversation that we're continuing from last week, ladies' night. Trinity Blake is currently on the move. However, I do have a good friend from the 252 in the Carolinas holding down, helping me out here. North Carolina? That's where you're from?
Yeah.
Right, right, right. And we have the web chat party going on at the swingcity.ning.com. That's the swingcity.ning.com. And we got Kismet and Brandon in the chat room right now holding it down. You can listen to the show from there as well. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is our website. And also you can check us out at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. There go all our links. And we're on facebook.com/SSOM radio show. There we go. All our links. So you're in the Carolinas. Do you attend swing parties? Are you in a swing lifestyle?
No, I ain't attending one yet. I got invited, but I ain't never got on.
You gotta turn down your background, baby. You gotta turn down your background, G. Yeah, all that. I hear all that. Your background.
Oh, hey, bro. Turn down some, bro.
Right. Tell him to put his headphones in. You on the phone. Don't be rude. Okay, so you have not attended a swing party.
Nah, man. I got invited, but I ain't never go. Cause I, like I said, I'm in school, you feel me? But, I did say my next one, midnight, you feel me?
Okay. All right. And what are you doing in the Carolinas? Are you, you know, what are you doing? What do you do for fun? You're a rapper? You're just enjoying the life? What you doing out there?
Some of everything, man, for real. Like,
you hustling and grinding?
Nah. Yeah, in a different way, you feel me? But, I'm in school. I play ball for my school. I do my little music thing. I'm a diehard racer. You feel? I'm always racing. You feel me? But like, I'm not a still person. I'm always doing something. So.
Okay. Sounds good. I have some happy birthday wishes I want to give out to. I am Mink, Miss Mink from Major Mink Radio. Today is her 25th birthday. She is not 25 years old, y'all, but, you know, that's what she want to roll with. That's what she roll with. So happy birthday to Miss Mink. She's a good supporter of Phone Fantasy Radio, and I do support her at Major Mink Radio. And also happy birthday to Craig Taylor. Craig, it looked like your birthday is today, according to Facebook. So happy birthday to you from Swinging State of Mind Radio Show from the Crush Heart. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. He is a young 48, it says. So happy birthday to him. He's caught up to the show. He's in the chat room right now. And shout out to him. Also, I want to let people know that, you know, next year, which is only a few days away, next year we'll be on air 4 days a week, Monday to Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. You can check out Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm getting feedback from you. Let's see. We are talking about at-home STD testing, but it was something else we wanted to get into. Unfortunately, like I said, Trini's not here with me, but there was something else we wanted to touch on briefly, was the alternatives at the alternative party. Alternative lifestylers at the swinger lifestyle party. You know, those that are, you know, into the same sex, and those that like all sexes, the bisexuals, the trisexuals, the lesbians, the gays, and, you know, just people that just happen to come to a swingers party. Now, we've talked about the different types of parties that we have, which are open invitation parties, or something I throw, and Trinity is more of a private invitation party where she has a more intimate crowd, and, you know, she does an extensive interview process, and everybody knows everybody's name. You know, it's like episode of Cheers. Mine's is random. I do a process. I do ask you to send me your picture and stuff like that, but it's normally open to all those that just want to get together and have a good time. And sometimes, you know, there are people that practice bisexuality at a party. Me personally have never been with a female, folks. You know, it's shocking, but I've never officially been with a female, so I, you know, just want to put that out there. But I'm not talking out my ass neither. Have you had a threesome, sir?
With a female, right?
Whatever was your choices. Have you been with a dude that had a girl, or have you had two girls?
I mean, I've been like little orgies and things like that, but like doing a dude, nothing like that.
Not only doing them, but, you know, for the opposite sex.
Yeah, it had been, you know, me and my boys and, you know, a few females and, you know, like a little orgy junk going on, or me and my brother, you feel me? Because I got a twin, you feel me? So,
you
me
do?
And my brother, yeah, me and my brother, and a female. So, yeah, I get down like that.
Okay. And do you have any issues with bisexuality as far as the women are concerned?
I mean, with women?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't got a problem with women being bisexual.
Oh, okay. Do you encourage it?
I mean, hey, do your thing. Because whatever you do, whatever two females do look good anyway, from my point of view.
Oh, okay.
I don't care if you do your thing, you feel me? But I mean, a dude, why, like, dudes on dudes, I mean, you know, you stay your way, I stay my way. You know.
It's small quarters. It's only a queen-size bed, it's small quarters. What do you mean, stay out of your way?
I mean, you know, you stay your way, I stay my way. You know, you do your thing, I do my thing. I won't bother you, won't bother me. Like that. So I have no problem with it because, you know, so I got a couple gay family members, you feel me? So
mm-hmm.
I have no problem with it, but yeah, I have no problem with a gay person at all, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you can't take it to that level, you feel me? So like I said, you do your thing.
Okay. All right. You know, some people are, you know, turned off, right? But my thing is, if I'm at a party, me personally, it doesn't bother me, but it bothers me. Because it's like, you know, you're at a party, you got women doing women and women getting women. But, you know, just like how it's exciting and taboo and different. And, you know, I'm not saying that this is something that should happen on an everyday basis. But what about the dudes? I'm curious. I want to see. I want to be entertained.
Oh, no, I mean, you can have that part of you.
That ain't right. See, this is what I'm saying.
But I'm saying, it ain't nothing wrong about all of me. Do what you do, you feel me? It's nothing wrong with it at all.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it,
as me watching, or me being in any kind of concern about that, it ain't gonna stop me from doing me, but I'm just like, we like at like a little swingers party and a dude doing a dude, you know, I'm just gonna, I like it, see it, block it out, keep doing my thing.
we got another caller from Skype, I believe. This is Evil Twin Skippy.
Good evening, this is Craig.
Oh, good evening, Craig. How are you doing?
Doing well, how are you doing?
I'm good. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. 48. Feeling great.
48 young.
48 feeling great.
48 feeling great. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Okay. Got some love to demonstrate.
Okay. All that. So, we was talking about at-home testing, and now I've went into the realm of bisexuality at a party.
Right.
You know, I know you attend parties, yes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and how are you, what are your thoughts about the bisexuality at a party?
It's only for those who are into it.
Right.
And those who are into it should indulge. They shouldn't hold back. It's what you are. Be proud of what you are. Be happy with yourself. Enjoy yourself. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being happy. If you're happy watching,
mm-hmm.
watch. If you're happy participating and being the star of the show, get your ass out there and play.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Look here. Everybody is there for the same thing. It's not like some dude shows up and goes, oh, I hope they have crackers and cheese. All right? No bullshit now. We're
mm-hmm.
all adults here.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Everybody's there to feel good. If you can feel good while you're there, well, hell yeah. If you can help somebody else feel good, double hell yeah. It's not about going out there and getting yours. It's going out there and giving it to somebody else and getting yours in return.
Nice perspective.
Well, see, what turns me on is knowing that I made somebody else come.
Mm-hmm.
If I know I made somebody else come, I feel good about myself. I can come.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm, you know, what's the word? Losing my grip,
mm-hmm.
losing my edge. Well, then I got to work harder to be happy.
Okay, sounds like a plan. What are your thoughts, Carolina? You agree?
Yeah, I agree with him.
Okay. All right. So, Craig, you're 48 young today.
Yes, ma'am.
What are your plans?
Fuck everything slower than me and hope you're faster.
Sounds like a mission. That sounds definitely good.
I got a box of condoms and some no-dos. I'm good.
What the hell is a no-do?
No-dos is like a caffeine pill.
Oh.
Keeps you awake. Keeps you going.
You will not go to sleep taking one down.
Oh, you know about them, Carolina?
Yeah, I know about that.
Oh. Okay.
Some nights you got to stay up. When you got to stay up, you got to stay up.
I need to tell me where I can get that at.
Go down to your local pharmacy and say, I need some no-dos, and they'll say, right over there on the counter.
Yep.
All right, I need to get me some of that and start slipping them into drinks.
Baby, it ain't nothing but about as much caffeine as a cup of coffee.
I'm going to start slipping in some drinks. Hey, you want some Kool-Aid?
No, that ain't no roofie colada.
Go for the Kool-Aid. You got a headache? Here, take this.
I got a headache smoke a joint.
Get mellowed out.
Yeah. Even out your blood pressure. Headache goes
uh-huh.
away.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds really, really good. I like your Skype connection. You sound so clear. I really like it.
I got me a blue Yeti mic.
A blue
Yeti. My microphone.
Uh-huh.
Blue
you sound mics. All professional and everything. All right. I'm going to get me one of those mics.
It sounds way better than my Skype.
Huh?
I said, yeah, it sounds way better than my Skype.
Skype now, too. I don't know how horrible I sound, but I'm on.
You sound very clear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm on my Skype. You know, they let you log in with Skype, and sometimes it's just horrible, though. It really is. The horrible, the mic, it goes in and out. It loses connection for no damn reason. It's just, ugh. It can be that way. Shout out to me sitting on something hurting my butt cheek. All right, folks, it's the top of the hour. Hold on. I'm a big girl. I got a lot to dig under. Something under my leg. Anyway, it's the top of the hour, folks. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Well, 9:01 now. We're going to go take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to continue our conversation with the birthday man, Craig. Where you from, Craig? I know you're
from. I'm from Dallas.
Dallas. Okay, I don't know why Chicago just popped in my head. And we also got Carolina, because I don't remember his first name. I'm sorry, dude. Let's go call you Carolina. And it's nothing personal. I just don't remember.
It ain't true. There's a lot of people. So you can just call me G.A. That's what everybody's calling me. Dro.
They call you who?
Dro.
Dro?
Yeah.
Gro or Dro? With a G or a D?
Weed man.
Yeah.
Mr. Hydro.
Oh, thank you, Craig. Thank you. He had to school me on
Senior Ponics.
Okay, okay. He had to school me or something. The weed man. Okay, my bad. Oh, my bad. Schooling me. All right. Okay, folks, I'm going to take this quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to continue our conversation about bisexuality at a party, STDs, testing at home, and, you know, just have a real good time. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. Press that one. Let you on air. You can join the conversation with us. On that note, I'll be right back.
This is for my number one. This is for my This is hard to say. I wanna make sure I go about this in the right way. Cause lately I've been busy a lot, and I know you don't feel appreciated and whatnot. I used to tell you that your hair looked fly, kiss you slow and stare in your eyes. Now I talk real foul and slick. Every other sentence is you make me sick. Back in the days I was your number one pick. Now your heart's half broken and that's hard to fix. I had to dig deep inside myself, cause I can't see you bouncing with somebody else. It's a long journey back to the place we was, when I was too embarrassed to admit I wasn't loved. And you was my good girl that wouldn't give it up. I can't let her self-destruct.
Baby, smile today, cause I've been imagining your ways. I'm gonna love you better.
When I think about the things we did, and I think about you having my kids, and I think about us sharing a crib, losing all that, God forbid. You deserve flowers and candy, the simple things, in addition to the SLs, baguettes and rings. Instead, I walk around like I'm a king, and having you ain't nothing but a thing. I even stopped telling you the loving was good, too busy fronting in the hood. Baby girl, hold me tight, don't ever let go. I'ma do it real gentle, baby, nice and slow. One more chance, baby, and don't say no, cause I got another side to show. Some say love is painful, it helps you grow. Well, it's time for the pain to go, you know?
Baby, smile today,
yeah.
Cause I've been imagining
your
way. I'm gonna love you better.
I love you better, baby.
Yeah. diamond ring. Lord knows I will if I make you with this thing faith. Hold on, have faith in me. Cause anything I have is yours. Good people, I'm sorry about that. I had a little dead air, had a little technical problem. I don't know what happened to that phone. It just cut off so early. Craig, you still with me? Okay, well, our good man G said he lost the signal. He was on his mobile. He lost signal. I told him we'll be here for another 45 minutes, so he can just go ahead and call on back in. It is Swinger State of Mind Radio Show. I am your host, Miss LaCrush Hart. That's 805-830-8320. Web chat party going down now at theswingcity.ning.com. That's theswingcity.ning.com. Make a free account. Join us every Wednesday right here at theswingcity.ning.com. We are talking about tonight STD testing at home. We've also talked about bisexuality at a swing party. And we're just, you know, letting it flow nice and easy tonight. Nothing too strenuous. Our heads are not hurting. We are winding down 2012, getting ready for 2013.
2019 season. Phone Fantasy Radio will be on air 4 days a week, Monday to Thursday, with a nice lineup for you. Mondays, we got our political and social issues show called The Brick House. Then you got Tuesday night with me, the Honey Suite. We talk about relationships and things in the news and, you know, true crimes. We have sex talk, and we're just a variety show. Then you have this show, Swinger State of Mind Radio Show, on Wednesday nights. And also on Thursday nights, we have Trinity Blake with The Voyeur. And that's going to be a cultural show, an interactive show. She'll be, you know, having special guests, different occupations. And you'll see another side besides the swinger side of Trinity Blake during that show. And we're basically just making plans. Shout out to the big cat, Max the cat. Max, my cat. He's trying to walk over my computer right now, so he was in my way. That's what we got going on for Phone Fantasy Radio. We'll be on Monday to Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time. The website is phonefantasyradio.com. Follow us on Facebook. Look up any of the shows I just mentioned. We're on Twitter, at Phone Fan Radio, at La Crush Hearts. Add me as a friend. Add Trinity Blake as a friend. Brick Wilkes as a friend. Like, we are, you know, here. We're trying to provide some adult entertainment, bring a little information, education, as well as enjoyment to your weekday evenings. That's what Phone Fantasy Radio is about. Interactive show. We'll have web chat parties. You know, the chat rooms is going to be popping 4 days a week. Something for you to do. You know, we're going to have a little bit for everybody. You know, well, we got the holidays coming up. Christmas is coming. Well, we're already in the holiday season after Thanksgiving. We got Christmas coming, 2012. I don't know. Listen, normally around this time of the holidays, I'm feeling all depressed. My lip is hanging low. And I'm like, I need a man. I want somebody to hold me. I don't cold nights and so forth and so forth. But surprisingly, this year, that has been far from my vocabulary. Like, it hasn't bothered me that my phone don't ring that much. It doesn't bother me that the other side of my bed is cold. Like, it really, like, I am so content right now. And it's crazy. I was mentioning that, and, I was thinking about it. Like, I'm not hard up. Like, yes, you know, I welcome it, but I'm not hard up for it. Like, it is what it is. Like, if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it doesn't make me know. Like, I'm so content. I'm all right with being single right now. I mean, boot up is all nice, but, you know, I'm cool. I'm not really feel any type of way about being single, especially during the holiday season. So I think I'm curing myself. I think I done cured myself. Just happy being with me. I don't know. We got G Baby. You back with me, G Baby?
All right.
Are you in a relationship?
Nah.
You're single?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And how are you feeling? Like, we're in the holiday season. It's the cold weather season. You know, how are you feeling about being single right about now, the single life?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I don't know what to say about it because I still do my thing. So.
No, I mean, it's one thing to do your thing, but I mean, when you don't have that thing you want to do, when that thing isn't available. And you just by yourself, like...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You're like, you look at your show like, well, ain't nobody now. I used to feel slight way about the situation, but now it's just like, my body, like, I'm immune to it now.
So, is that what it is? I'm immune to it?
Yeah, you're immune to it. So it ain't like I'm rushing something, you feel me? So, because me, honestly, I kind of like the relationship, but I kind of like being single more.
You like the relationship, but single is better?
Yeah, I like that little buddy, you feel me? So, me, I'm like Uncle Tent.
Okay. I don't know. I'm cooling. Like, it doesn't bother me. I'm not feeling no type of way. You got dreads or you cut them off?
Oh, well, I'm going to need to grow them back now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm not feeling no type of way. I'm chilling. Like,
yeah.
It was what it is. Like, dude, you do what you do or you don't do what you do. I mean, you know, I can get penis from anywhere, but I'm not even hard up for that right about now.
Right, I mean, you know, everybody has a boo thing.
I don't have one. Not
I mean,
me.
Whatever. I mean, you know, everybody had an SOB, you know, or, you know, somebody that they digging.
Nope.
I mean,
not
so
me.
So you had, like, nobody that you conversate with, like, yeah, I think I'm kind of stuff we got a little bit.
Nope.
So
not
had,
anymore.
Like, no. Oh, okay. Well, you did.
I mean, yeah, I did. Yeah, but
you know,
I'm just saying, right now, I have no prospects. I call them prospects. I have no prospects right now. There's
cool.
Nobody that's like, you know, I'm chilling with, I'm conversing, I'm talking every day on the phone, or I'm texting every day on the phone, or they're texting me and they're asking about me. Like, I only hear from people when they get horny. So it's like, I'm just like so over you. Like, I'm in the process of just wanting to change my whole phone number. Type situation. If I do that, you just screwed.
Right.
People are just screwed by that. But I'm not stressing it. I'm cooling. Like, I like being single. I mean, are there any other people out there that's single, you know, living a single life? How you feeling this holiday season? How's the holiday season treating you? 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press that one. Join the conversation with G-Baby and myself. I just like calling you G-Baby. Anyway.
Yeah, nice.
We're talking about the single life. So, I don't know. This is the first time in a very, very long time during the holiday season where I'm not depressed. That's all I'm saying. Not depressed. You're not moping around. You're not, you know, rubbing on the other side of the bed. Like, I'm, you know, somebody come by and visit me and they in my bed. I'm like, get out. Like, what are you in my bed for? Like, move.
I mean,
like, they,
I mean,
soon
like,
as they get up, my leg is flying to the other side. Like, get out.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I don't think I'm immune to it. I just think that it's maturity catching up to me. That's what I'm hoping it is. I'm hoping it's my maturity levels catching up to me. I'm a year older. And I just don't want to deal with the BS.
Well, me, I just got out of a 5-year relationship, so.
Aww.
You know, no, I don't do that. It's all good. You feel me?
Who broke it off? You or her?
Be honest, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. We just kind of like, you know, like, it went from here to there until. Damn, I ain't talked to her in a couple of days. Should be all right. You feel me? Until we don't talk, period. So, you know, but it feel, but, so it's kind of like, it feel good to come home and know that you got to bed to yourself, or know that you ain't got to check, you know, wake up to 100 phone calls or some disturbing texts. You know, I mean, that's a great feeling. You know, wake up. Now, I'm not even gonna lie. I love waking up and I look at my phone and be like, wow.
No missed calls.
I feel great this morning. Like, I put on Facebook this morning, yo. I don't know why, but I have my feet parked up across. I'm in a great mood, you feel? Like, no attitude. Nobody worrying me. You know, like, I can text what I want to text, so I can just cut it loose. I mean, I'll talk to you later. You know. But after a while, it will get boring.
You think so? I think the way to avoid that, somebody else had sent me a letter asking my advice on that. You're like, they was with a person and they wasn't, you know, they didn't know what to do with this person. This person was just taking advantage of them. And I told them to get rid of the person, but they was like, you know, they're scared of being alone. And I'm like, the only reason you'll be scared to be alone or even realize you're alone is when you have too much time on your hands.
Yeah, keep yourself occupied.
Right. If you keep yourself occupied, by the time you know it, it's 6 months. That person, you're not even thinking about that person. You're feeling good of what you accomplished in 6 months, and because you done kept yourself busy. You know, you don't catch your mind focused on something else and not focused on the fact that you're alone, the fact that, you know, you're with this person. And I think that's where that loneliness and that bitter and that all those feelings come up, that depression, is because we got just too much idle time on our hands. And
yeah,
you feel
I mean,
like you need somebody to be next to you. You feel like you need somebody to be on this side. And I'm like, why am I sitting up here worried about this dude? Or why is he sitting up here, you know, thinking, oh, is he going to call me today? Or is he going to text me today? Or is he, you know, should I text him? I don't want him to think I... That's too much work. Like, I don't want to focus on you. I want to focus on me.
Yeah,
like,
you
know, if
life.
It happens, I'm good. You know, if it happens, I'm good, you know. But I want it to be on a mutual, not just one-sided. You know,
right.
You. I don't want to stress or sweat anybody that isn't stressing or sweating me. That's, you
right.
know, that's my outlook on it.
Yeah. That's a good opinion.
Right. I don't want to, you know, it's fun when there's, like Craig said, you know, when you have the willpower to please somebody else and in turn you get pleased. Then that's when it becomes fun, and the only way you can get pleased is if they're willing to please, or they're trying to please you as well. That's the only way that's going
to
work.
To be honest, I don't really care about pleasing myself, you feel me? I mean, long as I know I did a spectacular job with you.
Right, but at the same time, being a person, being a human person, being a person that's with feelings, being a person that, you know, put that effort in, it's a reward as well for you to know that this person put as much effort into you as you put into them.
Right.
Like, that's the reward. We can say, okay, you know, being selfless and not being selfish, yes, I'm putting this in. I don't expect nothing in return, but at the same time, you should get something in return.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, because then it gets tired out. You know, you then it starts catching up to you, the fact that you're putting all this effort into this person and they're not showing you the same gratitude in return.
Yeah.
You know, that's
mind.
When it gets tiring and y'all drift apart. You know, because you're still doing this and doing this and doing this and they're not even saying thank you.
Yeah, they just stand back chilling.
Right. So, you know, it sounds good, but we all fall victim to it. You know, we try not to be selfless and self, especially when it comes to women. I've come to these two conclusions within the last 3 weeks. Men are in denial and women are selfish. I've come to those two conclusions. And it's not that, you know, anything that they can change. It's just part of their makeup. It's part of being a man. It's just part of being a woman. Those are the main aspects of it, you know. So
that's a true fact.
So those are just my thoughts on the whole situation. Anyway, I like your body shots of 09.
Oh yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I
Mac,
appreciate
how
it.
You climb on my back? What's up, man?
I mean, like I said, you really couldn't tell by looking at my pictures, but, yeah, I'm a late bloomer, yo.
Huh?
I said, yeah, you really can't tell by looking at my pictures, but, yeah, I'm a late bloomer.
What does that mean?
Like, I tell you, I lost my virginity in college.
Oh.
Yeah, I started kind of late.
Is that a bad thing or a good thing?
I mean, I put it to you like this. To me personally, it's a great thing. High
mm-hmm.
school, I was a nerd, you know. I was all about the bullshit, you feel me? Like right now I'm going to school for computer technology, so well, I graduate December, but I graduate in 2 weeks, so you know, but then I started smelling myself, so now I got the best of both worlds. So, you know, you could buy them and boom, that's what you get. So me personally, it's a great thing.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Good luck to with your endeavor. Craig, I see you still there. Brick, I see you sitting up there trying to be all quiet. I see you, Brick. Kismet is in the room. Brandon's in the room. Craig Taylor's in the room. It's his birthday. And I got G-Baby from the Carolinas on the airwaves with me, tuned in. And we just random talks right about now. We're talking about the single life and during the holiday season. And you're a late bloomer, eh?
Yeah.
That conversation came up earlier today, some other show I was looking at, and they were talking about the whole virginity thing and the sex talk, the birds and the bees and stuff like that. So it's funny you'll bring that up. And expectations when it comes to sex, and, you know, just, I think that's what it is, too. Like, I'm not even trying to find that good, that get right. You know, everybody don't have that get right. It's a mission trying to find that get right when you need that get right. And it's just like, it's so tiring. It's so tiring just to find that person that you can connect with on all levels. You know, just finding that happy medium where everything, when it comes to sex, just, you know, he hits in the right spot. She's deep throating it at the right time. It just comes. It's just become a mission to do that. It really has.
I've been on a mission looking for a female that can, like, the superhead. Yeah, you know, I've been looking for that.
Okay, well. It's like, you know, you sit up there and you tell yourself, well, I shouldn't have to tell no grown man, or I shouldn't have to train no grown man, and I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that. But then you're selling yourself short. I've come to that conclusion, too. I'll be having, like, all types of epiphanies. I've been having all types of epiphanies for the past month. Like, my birthday was the beginning of November. We in the beginning of December, so it was a good 1 month in of 32. So a lot of things is coming to the forefront right about now, because it's about to go down. I'm going to take another quick break, because that's what I do, because this is a radio show. You're tuned into Swinger State of Mind radio show with the Crush Hearts. Trinity Blake is off taking care of some B.I. And we'll be right back. Did I play this song already? Oh, well.
I do. stop, stop traffic as I walk through the room. Knowing all the poppies want me, but all I want is you. Watch me drop, drop, shake it for the fellas who know. Watch me pop, pop my head as I dip and roll it. Watch me stop, stop traffic as I walk through the room. Knowing all the poppies want me, but all I want is you.
I'm not afraid to
gangsta loving. That just got crushed bugging. That's my shit. Even though I don't like Alicia Keys no more. But anyway, that's another story. Welcome back to Swinger State of Mind radio show. I am Miss La Crush Heart. And according to my sources, it seems that Miss Trinity Blake has joined us. Are you there, Trinity?
I'm here.
You're there. What's going on, Miss Trinity Blake?
A little bit of everything, a whole bunch of, like, I'm not going to let it be a tragedy.
Okay.
That's basically trying to work out a deal. You know, I was doing Spice of Life. So I got a call back to go work to see what we can come up with, to come up with a plan to do something on a regular. So as of right now, it is still up for negotiation. So if any of you guys out there know of a hot location that's ready for, you know, Spice of Life, hit me up.
Okay. All right, but we missed you here on Swinger State of Mind radio show, but I had my good friend, my new friend, G Baby from the Carolinas holding me down, and Craig Taylor, whose birthday it is today, came through and held me down. And Craig, you still with me? I mean, not Craig, I'm sorry. G Baby, are you still with me?
Already.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sitting up there calling you other people's names. Good thing we're not in a relationship. G Baby, this is Trinity Blake, the other half of Swinger State of Mind radio show. She all late.
Yes, I'm never late, Crush.
She's all late. But it is all good. So me and G Baby have started getting in, talking about the single life, you know, being single right now during the holiday season. That's where we end up. That's where the conversation has ended up at. And I was just telling him how content I've been during this holiday season, and I've been going, having a lot of epiphanies about, you know, different random life situations. What about you, Trinity? How's your love life this holiday season?
my love life has been pretty interesting. I'm still single, and I'm cool with that. You know, I've always been cool with being single. I'm happy with that. But I'm also open to share, you know, my love with somebody else as well. Even though I am, you know, a swinger, swingers do fall in love as well. So lately I've been talking to someone, and it's been cool.
Another
state. So that's all the details I
want to
give on that.
Okay. Not a problem. I see we have Craig back. I guess you come and he come back to the phone. All of a sudden, now he back. Hi, Craig.
Hey there.
What's going on, Craig? You came back to say hi to Trinity?
Oh, absolutely. She's my neighbor. Well, in the scheme of things.
In the scheme of things, okay.
Well, she's over in the Dallas area. I'm down here at Cedar Creek Lake where all the crazy people are.
You're not supposed to add that last part. You're supposed to take the last part out. You ain't supposed to add that last part.
Baby, they was fighting with knives out in the front yard across the street the other night.
Okay, so I know it's not ladies' night, but I just want to say this. I don't know, guys. I don't know how y'all feel about this, but ladies, you're out all day. You know, you got your best on, got your shoes on, and then you come home. Your house is nice and toasty. You open up the front door, and before the door can even slam and you can lock it, you done took off your shirt. You done took off your shoes. You're taking off your socks. And then you go and you take off your brassiere. And it's like, oh. Where your titties just go from being all the way up there to all the way down there. And they just so, it's just so freeing. I just wanted to share that. just, I don't know, guys, I don't know if you take off your boxes or you have tidy whities and you understand what I'm talking about. I don't know.
Oh,
if men understand that
guarantee
feeling.
We don't like being all hemmed up either.
Mm-hmm. But that's just that moment where you just take it off and it goes blah, and you just
Free the beast.
Freedom. Free both of those pillows. Let them hang low. Let them drag on the floor.
Don't quit the comb for a long day.
My breasts are like my third arm. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Like, I can go into the kitchen with the phone and I finish the call and I don't have both of my hands full. I done threw the phone up under my titty a couple of times. There's always something going up under my titty. It's a damn shame. But I don't care. They're still my pillows. And they are really pillows. I have slept on my titties, too.
I've had many people lay on my boobs.
That's a
I have people lay on my boobs, and then they drool on me. Don't lay on me.
But you got to say, that's like a comfortable feeling laying on somebody's titty show. Like, no doubt.
I done got a big old wet sting because this dude done got so comfortable, he done drooled on my shit. Looking like I don't know, dropped all my water on me. Just a big old drool spot on my shirt. Don't lay on my titties. Not in public. Bullshit.
Yeah, it's nothing like it. Like, it's nothing worse than when you buy your bras at Lane Bryant and that wire pops out, that thread, that material, and it's like poking you in the side.
Oh, boy. Mm. Oh, boy.
And you know if you take that wire out, that
it's
whole...
It's
going to
be one down, one up. Yeah. But now you got to go and you got to do some construction. You got to put it back in and sew it back up. Or you got to find... And then you can never find a hole it came out of. To put it back. I can never find a hole. Like, where did it come from? Like, I can never find a hole to put it back. So you got to take the other one out. And it's just not... The bra just don't fit right no more. That's why I brought it. But shout out to Lane Bryant. Lane Bryant. I get my bra from Lane Bryant. Like $26 a fucking pop.
$26?
Yeah. $25 a pop, girl.
You catching them on sale?
$25 a pop. You need a bra. For the most part, I mean, catching one sale, they don't have my size. I'm all the way at the end. I'm pushing like a 48-50 back size with a triple D F cup. So I'm all the way at the end. Like, and that's for the simple bras. That's not even for the fancy bras. I'm not even getting a fancy bra. If I get a fancy bra, I got to get the extra attachments to go to the back. Gotta cut and place the back, like you got the extender in the back there. So I don't even have fancy bras. I got regular old sports bras. I don't know. Maybe I'll buy some for next year. Maybe I'll try to find me a nice fancy slingery bra and panty set. But I don't know. I don't know.
I'm gonna get one for the set. You know, I'll get the bra, but I don't really wear underwear a lot, so.
Right, as I was saying, you know, just get the set. You know, just say I have it. Just to, you know, lay it on the bed and take a picture and put it on Instagram. Shout out to the Instagram models. Okay, so we are down to the last 10 minutes of our conversation of tonight's show. So, Trinity Blake, I know you done rolled in here all late and anything, but what's new with you? What you got planned for this holiday season?
Right now I am in serious, serious quest of finding employment. So I've been looking for a job full time. So another thing, if anybody know of a job, I need a job.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple programs that I'm trying to complete and working on a new show. I mean, you know, we have a lot of new stuff coming up and we have a lot of work to do. I do plan on being in the studio next week. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, we got the Voyeur coming up.
Yes, I told them about that.
Yes, and we have the Universal Lounge that we talked about last week that I finally got the back end information that I need. So other than that, I mean, what are these latest on my hustle?
Hustle and grinding.
Hustle.
See, I'm on the same thing as studio thing.
Huh?
I said the studio thing. I'm on the same thing she on.
Yes, yes, yes. We preparing for the 2013 season. So Craig, I know it's your birthday. Are you still
Happy
with
birthday.
Me? Is Craig still with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know it's your birthday, but you have a podcast that you need to get ready for. Tell us about that real quick.
Well, it's called Laszlo on the Radio, and I portray Laszlo Quagmire, the crazy, oversexed white boy. And don't ever get none.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
okay.
Not often enough.
Oh, okay, okay.
And,
all right, well.
It's open topic. If you want to talk about sex, we'll talk about sex. If you want to talk about cars, we'll talk about cars. It's anything you want to talk about. Caller's choice.
Okay.
Well, how can we get in tune to that and check that out?
Well, if you'll look in the chat room, I dropped a link to a tiny link to my show, and
mm-hmm.
it'll be coming up in about, let's see, 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. So it's from 11 to 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Cool. I will definitely try to check that out. Not right away, but I will try to call in and check you out there. So definitely make sure you post that on my page. And thank you so much for calling in tonight and hanging out with me and celebrating your birthday with us. And I hope you have a very
thank you for allowing me.
Right, and I hope you have a very, very happy birthday and celebration this weekend. You definitely have to go call us next week and let us know how it turned out.
Oh, absolutely. I want to talk to Miss Trinity after this show, too.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that can be arranged. You know how to find
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm. You know, she knows how to find me.
You know how to find him, Trent. Okay.
He knows how to call me as well. I don't hide.
All right, girl.
All right, now. I hear that. All right. Well, G-Baby Garland from the Carolinas. What about you? What you got going on this holiday season?
To be honest, I'm at everything.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, Saturday, I'm doing a show in Virginia Beach, me and my twin, you feel me, so... You know, yeah, I'm be kind of busy with this. I'm not going to stop.
Oh, okay. All right, folks. Well, thank you, G, baby. I hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you will be tuning back in next week with us. Shout out to everybody who came in. Miss Chi-Town, Russ from Across the Pond, Kismet. Brandon Reed, thank y'all for hanging out and tuning in to Swingin' State of Mind radio show. Final thoughts, Trinity?
No, I don't have much to say. I didn't really get to participate. I'm sad.
Well, even if you didn't get a chance to participate, I'm sure you got something you want to add in, no?
Nope.
Okay. On that note, shout out to me because I gotta go to the bathroom, so I'm doing a pee dance right now.
Wow!
I got the pee dance going on. I'm rocking and rolling and doing a two step. And okay, anyway, I want to tell everybody that thank y'all for making Swing a State of Mind Radio Show, Phone Fantasy Radio, The Honey Sweet, making this a wonderful second half of the new year. We have had wonderful numbers come in, especially during our live show. The web chat party on Wednesday night have been a success, has definitely been great. Shout out to the Swing City and the members on there, and Trinity for allowing Phone Fantasy Radio to infiltrate her network. It's been awesome It really has. I've had a good time. I, you know, like decorating it, like, you know, seeing the people. We get to come together and chat and all that other stuff. So we want to take all this that you've been listening to, the shows, the web chat parties, Phone Fantasy Radio, the Swing City. We want to take it to the next level in 2013. And we will definitely be doing that. Hopefully we get Trinity Blake in New York City officially next week. Like, it's going to be epic.
I can't get that song out of my head.
New York, anyway. we're gonna definitely have the show live with us in the same room. That should be epic. That really should be epic. We got a holiday party before the Christmas holiday. We'll be doing a holiday party on camera. We still doing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we're still doing that.
Video call.
Right. We're going to be on cam. You're going to see myself in my neck of the woods. You're going to see Trinity in her neck of the woods. We're going to put on our good wigs and our lipstick. I don't wear red lipstick. For Trinity, she got that red thing going on. I'll get some pink. Get some pink lipstick.
That'll work.
I get some pink lipstick going on. You know, get our lip gloss popping. Get on cam. Have a good time. We're going to have a web chat party. Hopefully, we can get Brick into the scene as well, who's the host of the Brick House Show, which will be coming to Monday nights on Phone Fantasy Radio. The Honey Sweet Tuesday nights. Swing of State of Mind Wednesday nights. And then Thursday night, we're going to have The Voyeur with Trinity Blake and friends. I mean, I am definitely, definitely excited for the 2013 season, which is basically literally a month away, 4 weeks away. You know, the countdown has begun. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/SSOM Radio Show. Or you can add me as a friend, LaHearts. Look up LaCrush Hearts, LaHEARTS at Facebook.com. We got Trinity Blake at Facebook.com.
I definitely want to give a shout out to before we go tonight.
PhoneFantasyRadio.com for all our links. I'm definitely updating this pages. Listen, ladies and gentlemen that listen to our show, we need some orgy time questions. That's the time of the show where we take listeners' random questions, situations, and we just basically try to give you our best advice for those situations. So definitely submit those to us at swingastateofmind@gmail.com. What's your shout out, Tara?
I want to give a big shout out to the people on Capitol Hill that's holding up my unemployment benefit.
Oh, geez.
They took today off. I just want to give a shout out.
Okay, talk about putting somebody on blast.
I don't think I can't be the only person, swinger or not swinger, that's watching the news every day and thinking, I need you guys, don't hold up other people's benefits and Social Security and things that are needed for quality of life for a 2% tax, you know, for a 2% hold up for people that's like billionaires. Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel.
Oh, hey. Okay. Well, on that note, I'm sorry I got distracted. I got to go to the bathroom. I'm looking at my front door. I'm just going through something right now. I apologize for that real quick. But listen, folks, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all. My headphones don't reach that far.
I know. I can close it out.
All right. Well, my headphones don't reach that far.
I'm going to sing them a song.
Oh, jeez. On that note, I'm out.
Song, press one.
Bye, y'all. Once you said that, I'm out. Bye.
Because you don't want to hear me sing. I mean, I do want to thank everybody for tuning in on the Swing City. As you heard me say a couple of times, we will be switching the name from the Swing City to the Universal Lounge, which will start to accommodate all of Phone Fantasy Radio. So Monday through Thursday, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central. You'll hear a show live within this website every night. And if you have any radio shows you want to do or if you want to host a chat night, hit me up, and we can definitely schedule time as long as there's not a conflict of interest. So you can find me anywhere. You can inbox me. I just posted my number in the chat room. I guess you really did take off her headphones.
No, okay. I'm still here.
Okay, well, I see Kismet in the chat room. Hello, Kismet. And Miss Shytown, who is extremely shy, but sometimes she actually speaks every once in a while. And I see Miss Lily popped up. So I see you guys in there. We're getting ready to talk, but, you know, again, if you ever are in the Swing City, you're going to be seeing some updates. You will be seeing a change from the Swing City to Universal Lounge. But as far as I know, Phone Fantasy Radio phone number will not be changing. So lock it in your phone, 805-830-8320. Well, hello, Miss Shytown.
we're definitely going to be doing it up. We'll be back on air next week. And hopefully Miss Trinity will be in my neck of the woods and we could be broadcasted live from Empire State Building. Okay, we're not going to be at the Empire State Building, but it did sound good, didn't it?
Why?
It did sound good for a moment.
Empire State Building, it was in the subway. Oh, it was Empire State Building.
So hopefully we can get that popping next week. Have some videos and pictures to post up on the swingcity.ning.com and phonefantasyradio.com. That would be great to do.
Well, I finally have the ability to post pictures and stuff on my cell phone. And, Renee, apparently I missed the show too because I was running late, but you can always go back. If you look over to the right, we have the Blog Talk player there, and you can always replay the show. And if there's something that you want to comment in on one of the previous shows, just dial the number, the 805-214-8320, and leave your comments. And we'll definitely, when we get to the review show, we'll definitely bring those comments up for you.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Sounds like a plan. Hey, that rhymes.
Look, I almost forgot that number.
SwingAndStateOfMind@gmail.com. Also, you can leave your comments. And like she said, 805-214-8320. You can call up and leave us a special drop, a shout-out, or you can just tell us how wonderful you think our show is and how great you think I am. And we'll definitely play it on air during the show. And you can hear yourself on air, especially if you can't make it to the live shows or you're a little shy or... You know, just leave your comments there. We'll definitely get them on air. On that note, I want to say good night to everyone. Trini's going to have to close it out right now. And bye.
Bye.
What's up?
Oh, G-Babe, you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Bye, boo.
Yeah,
see y'all next week.
Thank you.